Whenever I've done services at a church where there's two or three services, each service has a different personality. Okay? So what personality does this group have?
Sleepy
personality. Okay, that's funny that you say that, because it's been my experience that the early service doesn't nest, not here, okay, because this is my first early service here. Early services where I have preached have tended to not get my jokes. And I've never understood why that is. And I think it must be because everybody is still a little bit sleepy. And so I want to ask you if you're going to get my jokes today. Okay, then I expect raucous laughter. Okay, whenever you think I say a joke. Because you might not know if it's a joke or not, and then that will be really funny for me. Anyway, today is a special day. Today is the day we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. This is a day where we get to remember not only the story of Jesus' baptism, we get to see it through the eyes of Mark today, which is very short, but we get to remember our own baptism. Now, if you were baptized as an infant, you might not have that memory of your baptism, but you understand that you were baptized. If you were baptized older, maybe as a teenager or a young adult or an older adult, you remember your baptism, right? But what does it mean to really remember your baptism? Does it mean to think back upon the time, in my case, where I don't remember it, but I've been told the story so many times by my parents, okay, that it's almost a memory in my head, but I see it from an outside perspective, so I see myself being baptized rather than being baptized. I remember my own baptism in such a way that I was screaming my head off. I was yelling with fury because I did not want to be baptized, is what my parents tell me. I did not want that. So I yelled and I screamed and I even urinated in the baptismal font. That is my claim to fame as my baptism. Yes, it's not the greatest, right? But it's funny. It's funny. And it shows me that, you know what? When we come to be baptized, we are broken, sinful human beings who really doesn't deserve to be brought into God's family. And yet, we are. There's this great dichotomy between the two, between not deserving and being given. It's called grace. So why are we baptized? We are baptized so that we can be brought into this community of Jesus followers, this community of disciples, this community of Christians, the community of God's children. That's why we're brought in through baptism. Now, we see here, we see John. We see him, John the Baptist. Interesting guy, right? Wore camel skins. Now, I once had a camel fur coat. It was like really smooth. I got it at like a thrift store. It was really old. It smelled like mothballs. But it was really soft. And I hesitate to think that that's the kind of coat that John was wearing. I think when I imagine John wearing, it kind of looks like wearing that camel skin. It kind of looks like that picture that's in your bulletin just below the gospel lesson. You see, he's just rugged. He's kind of like a mountain man, right? And he's wearing this leather belt. And it's not the kind of nice leather belt that you think of when you go to like a department store and you're looking for a nice belt. No, this is a belt that's probably just a strip of leather that he cut off of his coat and wrapped around his waist and tied off, right? So that's kind of the image you get. And then you kind of get this picture of John the Baptist as being someone who is rough and rugged, kind of maybe lives his life out in the wilderness. Because what does he eat? Wild honey and locusts. Now, I've had wild honey. That is just amazing. And I've also had wild locusts. Not so good. Full of protein. What's that?
So were we supposed to laugh now?
Yes, laugh. big laugh. Yes. Not so good. They're not so great. It's full of protein, but it's kind of like the legs get in your teeth and, you know, the wings are kind of like getting your lips and, you know, it's just not nice. But this is what he lived off of, right? Locusts were in not high demand, but there were a lot of them. And he ate them. And he ate the wild honey. This John the Baptist is a wild man. He's a man who has come out of the wilderness with a message to the people in the area. He came down to the river and he said, you have to be baptized into a repentance. You need to repent before God and I will forgive you. God will forgive you through this baptism. This is the baptism for the repentance of our sins. What was John doing? He was getting the people of God ready to receive the baptism that will come from Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It was like when on Sundays when we have confession and absolution. Okay? It's just like that. That's what John was doing in a much grander way. He would baptize with water as a symbol of forgiveness of their sins after they confess them. And what we do during confession and forgiveness is corporately, all together, we confess that we are broken, sinful people, and we have made mistakes. And then God grants us forgiveness. It's kind of a remembrance of that. And then what happens after that? After that, we hear a sermon, and then we go into the meal where we all come together around this table to receive the body and blood of Jesus, to receive grace, to receive new life. You can see how the two sacraments, baptism and communion, are connected with one another. I had a really kind of neat experience last week. I was actually, believe it or not, I was actually thinking about this lesson as I looked ahead. And pondering, what does baptism really mean to me? And so I did this kind of neat experiment. I had done it before in a river in California. I swam out into this river, and I swam down, and I grabbed a big rock. I had goggles on, and then I walked over to the deep part of the river, took a breath, and then sat on the bottom and watched the river rafters go by. It was kind of really a neat view, and just kind of pondered what it means to be surrounded by grace. So I wanted to feel what that was like in the ocean, and so I put on a weight belt that had like 15 pounds of weight, all right, and I swam out to where it was about 20 feet deep, and I dove down to the bottom, and I sat there for about, I don't know, I could hold my breath for like a minute and a half. And I sat there, looking around, it was really clear. The clarity was amazing. And I just had this experience, God's presence within that pressure around my body. God's grace surrounding me. God's grace, you know, not lifting me. I felt uplifted. At the same time, I was stuck to the bottom, right? And it was just for a brief moment that I understood that, you know, God's love is total and complete. God's love and grace surrounds us. Not even, I mean, I'm having a difficult time explaining it. Surrounds us, but also is within and through us. If that makes sense to you. God's grace is expansive. And it's wonderful. And then I started to gag. I needed air, so I swam to the top. right? And then I swam to shore because I was tired. When John is preaching to the people about this baptism for repentance and for forgiveness, it's a reminder to us that we are forgiven because we have been baptized. Now, I'm not sure if John baptized people over and over as they had bad days. He did it for a period of about 6 months to a year, is what scholars think. Okay, as he baptized. So I wonder if people kept coming to him for forgiveness, to confess and be forgiven and be baptized again. I would imagine so, because that's probably what I would do if I were in their position. But does that mean that we get baptized again in the Holy Spirit? Just like John was baptizing people over and over again, if he did. No. The baptism that we have had in the name of Jesus is a baptism that we only need once in our lifetime. Once you're baptized, the Spirit of God is upon you, and you begin to change. Your life begins to change because now you have put your old self away behind you, and you are coming out with this new clean slate where you get to work as a servant of the Most High. That sounds pretty deep, right? A servant of the Most High. That's what you're called to be in your baptism, is a servant of God. Someone who goes out and does ministry. Someone who goes out and lets people know that they are loved, right? You hear this from me time and time again. We are all called children of God. We are all, when I say called, I mean we are asked. We have a mission to go forth, to bring the word of God to those who don't have it. We are called to go forth to feed the hungry, to take care of those who are ill, to comfort those who are grieving, to be happy with those who are happy and to be sad with those who are sad, and to be a shoulder for those who are angry. We are called to be all these things in our baptism. God's grace is amazing, just as the song says. God's grace is amazing. God's grace is expansive. God's love is for all of us. When you leave here today, I want you to do something. Martin Luther tells us in one of his writings, it's a great quote, I love it. He says, when you wash your hands, remember your baptism. When you wash your hands, remember your baptism. When you wash your hands, remember that you are a child of God. When you wash your hands, remember that you are a new creature. When you wash your hands, remember that you are loved. When you wash your hands, remember that you are a child of God. When you wash your hands, remember your baptism. When you walk out of here today, maybe dip your finger in that baptismal font. Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. Remember that God loves you. Because of that love, we are to love others. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your gift of life in baptism, for calling us to be your children, for sending us out to serve your people. We ask that you would help us to remember our baptism. We ask that you would help us to remember that we are forgiven, that we are loved, and that we have your grace. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to tell others. Be with us. Pray this in your name. Amen. Our sermon hymn is Baptized and Set Free.